Okay, so we're holding in Yud Aleph Ches, which is the halach of Kapendri of Shortcut in the Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis HaMedrash, and it's based on the Gemara Masechta Megillah, and the Daf Kav Ches, and Daf Kav Tes. Mostly there's even a reference to Daf Kav Zayin as well, Aliba, particular Hayar of the Kesef Mishnah. So let's just start off by noting that in the background of this Rambam, of using the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash as a shortcut, coming in one entrance and going in the other entrance. So the Talmud already comments on this in a variety of different ways. First of all, the Gemara says, Im hayashvil me'ikaro, if there was a road there, and then they built a shul so you could continue to pass through it, because it's not such an exploitation of the shul. The Rambam leaves out that halacha, even though that is nifsak halacha in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, as much as the Rambam doesn't record that. The Kesef Mishnah wonders why. So that's an important question. Moreover, the Torah says, based on a pasuk regarding the Beis HaMikdash, by continuing theme here of Mikdash Ma'at, that those who came to the Beis Hashem b'Moladim, or Hanichnasim b'Shar HaTzafon, Yotzim b'Shar HaNegev, that there's actually a mitzvah to go in one direction and pass to the other. You have some minhagim and shuls that are on that basis, that people go up to the bima, and that the Rambam is mashmit that in, that there's a mitzvah to go, you know, in one direction and out the other direction. And again, Me'idach Gisa, the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Gemara Dachav Zayin in Megillah, that Reb Elazar ben Shemua, when asked by Meharach Tayyamim, says he's very makbid on this din, and it seems like that even in a situation when he went into Davin or to learn to Shul for appropriate purposes, that he, in fact, would go out the same entrance that he had come in. In other words, he would use the same exit and entrance. Dafka, the opposite of the Torah, instead of saying it's a mitzvah to use a different exit than one entered, so he would always make sure to be extra machmir on this halacha of Kapendria, that he shouldn't look like he's cutting through the shul, so he was makbit to go out the same doorway, and the Rambam doesn't bring that either. And the Kesef Mishnah says, well, maybe the Rambam fundamentally agrees. So all of these omissions in the Rambam, I think, actually point in directions of both Kulas and Chumras that the Rambam has, that maybe others did not. One final point is that there's a machlokes ha'achronim between the Be'er Halacha and the Prima Gadim. What if a person is not cutting through shul to, let's say, you know, get home in time for the U.S. Open, South Korean baseball, like they were showing, you know, when there was no professional sports. Let's say he's, cutting through the shul for purposes of doing a mitzvah. So the Prima Gadim says he doesn't think there's a problem with that. The Be'er Halacha doesn't think that that's the case. So I believe the Rambam would have an opinion on that as well. So let's now read the text of the Rambam with all those issues on the table, and I'll make an argument as to what I think are the kulas and the chumras that come with Shitas HaRambam. Hayu lebeis HaKnesses or lebeis HaMedrash, shnei psachem lo yasenu kapendria. A person cannot use it as a shortcut. The etymology of kapendria is discussed in the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Kaf Ches, kemando amar, so as opposed to going around these domiciles, I'll just go cut straight through here. That a person has to make a knisa lebeis HaKnesses for purposes of a dvar mitzvah. So it seems to me that the Rambam would actually have no problem whatsoever with the situation. The Kesef Mishnah thinks that the Rambam by omission is machmir, where a person goes into the shul to daven, or to learn, or to even to do what the Rambam described before, cheshvono shel mitzvah, tzedakah, and pidyon shvuim, because he went in for a dvar mitzvah. He's not exploiting the shul, he's not using the shul in a way that's not consistent with its kedusha. Adarabba, the Rambam is describing a situation where the Mechayev is an Isser Knisa de Beis HaKnesses for something which isn't a Dvar Mitzvah. Just as he's coming off, Cheshbonos Shal Rishos, She'inam Shal Mitzvah, so you can't go in, you know, for purposes of any secular activity, and you also can't cut through. But if one would go in there for a purpose of a mitzvah, of davening, of learning, of tzedakah, whatever it is, and then to leave, and even if it was happens to be shorter, that doesn't seem to be a problem. That would clearly, to me, be a kula of the Rambam. Also, the kanes b'hen lo dvar mitzvah. But if the knisa was the dvar mitzvah, you did a dvar mitzvah. So, and achanami, that would be perfectly acceptable. The shita's Rambam. Not like the Kesef Mishnah speculates that maybe the Rambam thinks that there's a need to be machmer like Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Meidach, I think the Rambam would have two chumras. I think it's clear that he would be machmir against the Prima Gadim, that if somebody wanted to cut through the shul to do a Dvar Mitzvah, that does not meet the standard of also likanis bahen el Dvar Mitzvah. As the Rambam said in the Halachos and Perek Chas, of Vineda nirdefa ladasas Hashem, you have to be larutz leveisa knesses. So the Beis HaKnesses is a mitzvah zone, primarily for Tefillin Torah, but other divrei mitzvah are permissible as well. But to cut through the shul, to leave the shul, to then go and do a dvar mitzvah, does not sound to me like it meets the Rambam standard. You could debate the board, I'm doing this so I could get to a dvar mitzvah on the other side faster, but I think that's a bridge too far. I think the Rambam was focused on, why is this person entering the shul at this time? And the purpose of the person is just using the shul as a way of expediting his travel, even if that travel happens to be for a very laudatory purpose. I do not think that would meet the criteria of the Rambam. Moreover, the Kesem Mishnah is wondering, why is the Rambam mashmit at din of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak im hayashvil meikara? I don't think he's mashmit at din at all. I think he references the fact that he believes it's also to do so. Unlike the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, that despite the fact that there was a road there, now there's a Beis HaKnesses there. So if you're nichlas a Beis HaKnesses, shalol dvar mitzvah, the Rambam says that's clearly aser. And just because there was a shvil meikaro does not mean that it's acceptable. See, the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, by extension, seemed to have a different approach than the Rambam to this topic. The Rambam says the mechayiv is knisa the Beis HaKnesses, hein lekulo vehein lechumra. The zone of the Beis HaKnesses is hupta ledvar mitzvah, Torah for tefillah, for chesed, and people should not be entering there, not mishum maris ha'ayin, but to go into a shul for a non-mitzvah purpose, even if it's to expedite a mitzvah on the other side, in my opinion, would not be consistent with Shitas HaRambam. That's a little bit more of a debatable point. But im haya shvil meikara, I think the Rambam clearly covers that. So it's also for a person to do such a thing. For the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechayiv was not so much Knisa lebeis HaKnesses, but the Mechayiv was, you know, in terms of exploitation of the shul, you couldn't really say that it was exploiting the shul, because this was the path he always took. They happened to put up a shul there, but clearly a person doesn't intend to offend or to denigrate the shul. They're taking the path that they always took. It's not considered a denigration, a zilzul, as well, how I would interpret the sheet of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. It's being mezalzul b'beis HaKnesses. So if the shul was meikaro, it's not considered a zilzul, because everybody knows I'm just continuing on the same commuting path that I always took. I don't think it's a din of zilzul, for there's a iser kenisa l'beis HaKnesses, a formal iser to go in, shalol dvar mitzvah. So it's true that there was a road there, but now there's a shul, and to go into the shul, shalol dvar mitzvah, it may not be a zilzul, but it's still going to be an iser. And that's exactly the hihano senes in the case that I referenced a moment ago, when the issue was getting through the shul to get to a dvar mitzvah quicker. Again, you can not make the argument that it's certainly not a zilzul in the shul, because clearly, you know, your attempt is to get to the Dvar Mitzvah, and we value that, but the Isser is a Mechayiv of Knisa, the Beis HaKnesses, Shul Dvar Mitzvah. So it emerges, Shitas HaRambam, I think, is something very inspirational, that a shul is a makom in this world, in a particular city, where it's a zone of Yediyas Hashem. That's why I quoted before, V'neida nirdefa ladas es Hashem, that's why you run to it, because it's hooked to the mitzvah. So, and as we know for the Rambam, lingering in the background here in Sefer Ava, is the Ava is always the Fiha Yediya. So to have a place in this world which is hooked to the Yediya Hashem, for the Rambam, obviously stands out. It's obviously of the highest degree of consequence and of significance. Ulefi Chayin, and on that basis, so one has to be extremely, extremely careful about entering into that rarefied zone of Kedusha for purposes that are not of Kedusha. Okay, we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow.